We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Hey, Ola, it's Miles. Thank you guys for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast.
Have you heard our newest podcast? It's called The Greatest Story Never Told.
Download it today on radio.com. Be sure to subscribe. New episodes are uploaded every Tuesday at noon.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Count them, we'll drink it, toast with a shot of the day, then the exciting return of Bad Choice Friday.
You know it's Bad Choice Friday.
It's Bad Choice Friday.
You know it's Bad Choice Friday.
Hey, man, this is your fault.
Sam on. Follow us on Twitter at Men's Room Live and vote for the Weather Girls.
It's raining men. Hallelujah, it's raining men.
Keep in mind, this is an incredibly tight race today in the Bad Choice Friday. Weather Girls taking on the one and only Rupert Holmes.
If you like pina coladas, getting caught in the rain.
No kidding, last time we checked, this is neck and neck.
This is the closest one we've had that I can remember.
If you follow us on Twitter at Men's Room Live, we're going to play one of those two tunes right after we drink and toast for the show of the day. It's called Bad Choice Friday. What's up, Ted?
I mean, seriously, it's not even a full percentage point apart.
Okay. Damn. Ted versus the FCC on the way. First time for a few emails from the men's room at KISW.com. As we jump right into the birthdays, let's see here, guys. What do we got here? All right. Ola, I would like to wish my awesome stepson, Devin, pronounced little dog, a very happy birthday. He's been listening to you guys every day with me for years now. And if we could, get Coach Ted pumping him up on learning how to snowboard this winter. That would be awesome. Love from the big dog.
Tell you what, it's pretty simple. It's a good thing about snowboarding. Learning curve. The first 2 days are going to be terrible. You're going to spend a lot of time on your behind. Your triceps are going to hurt from pushing up. But that third day, oh, we got it. Now, of course, you got to figure out if you're regular or goofy. Just have somebody push you.
I mean, hours.
Yeah. So, whatever foot you step back with, that means you're one of them. But yeah, make it to the third day, then you also be a snowboarder. Get that freshy fresh pow-pow.
It's falling.
It's already snowing up there.
Wow.
Guys, please wish my favorite sister, Yvonne, pronounced Lurch, a very happy birthday with an Alan Thicke and a Sarah Palin. That from John.
Uh-oh, look out.
So, suck it up, cupcake!
That's fun.
Ola Bachola, today's my son Shane's 22nd birthday. He's on his way to Cabo to celebrate with his buddies. How about your penis is too small, a little kid fish sandwich, and Coach Ted giving him some pointers on travel in Mexico. Rock on, guys. That from Jay.
Travel to Mexico. Coach knows it well. Step one, make sure you have your passport. You got to get into the country. Step two, talk to my assistant coaches. They've actually been to Mexico.
Hold the chalice. I'd like to wish my girl, the beautiful Darnisha, a very happy 29th birthday. She makes my world a much better place to live and brings the Florida sunshine wherever she goes. How about I cut that bitch off next caller? And the dirty German's giving her tips on what her mother, and sisters can do for fun this weekend in Vegas. Love you guys. That from Maddie.
Cut that bitch off. Next caller.
Yeah, what should three women in Vegas do to have fun? It is quite simple. Do me.
Yaz, you know, this is an interesting question because I have a buddy. He's from Melbourne. He tells me all the time you need to go see the Sunder down under. Yeah. It is kind of strange. You talk to a German when you have all these hot Australian men dancing. The tiny little shorts.
Yeah.
You ever seen him?
I haven't. I've seen pictures of him.
Hell of a show.
I've seen the billboards.
Yeah.
Chiseled.
You should go next time. It's hell of a show.
Yeah. We should get front row seats.
Yeah.
Just piss off the bachelorette parties. You know what I mean?
That's like, right.
Can you keep it down? We're trying to enjoy the program.
Stay away from Anthony. He's all mine.
Can we get six more dirty martinis?
Please.
Can we get Moscow Mules next time?
Oh, that would be awesome.
Wouldn't that
the
be
four
great?
Of us hogging the front row.
Moscow Mules and mimosas.
Whatever it is.
Kids get married. Woo! Woo!
You're not taking my day from me.
No. We got these seats. We got here first.
We paid.
Right. Guys, I want to wish Adam a very happy birthday. Can he get the dirty Germans letting him know what to do with his bowling balls now that bowling has been canceled? Rock on, bitches. That from Chris.
Yeah, it doesn't matter if this bowling has been canceled. Anytime you have the opportunity to put three fingers in one ball, it is always a good time.
Yeah, no matter what the sport is, you should always practice at home. So take those balls out and practice.
Yeah. Wipe them down, cool them off.
Yeah, so what do you mean this bowling is canceled?
Hola, guys, please give a shout-out to my boyfriend for his birthday, which is today. He loves listening to you guys. His name is Devontae Edwards. Jesus, that's the widest name I've ever heard. He would love the Dirty Germans. Make it funny, guys.
Yeah, I want to wish you quite a very happy birthday, but you should visit me in the motherland, also known as Deutschland, and I'll show you what they call the German black salami sandwich. You provide the buns.
Yeah, so the question is it wet, dry? Is it salami?
Yeah, it's a dry summer sausage.
Skinless.
Yeah. No. In Germany, they all have skin.
Did you see where Ulysses? You saw that tweet we got, right? Did they already have a English banger?
No, but it's not skinless.
It's not a skinless breakfast.
It says an English banger. That's great. We want skinless breakfast.
I'll talk to Uli because he has English style bangers.
Yeah.
I know he has breakfast sausages.
Ooh, we can all bring them together.
Mm-hmm.
Skinless breakfast bangers.
I think we should call them mummies skinless bangers.
Mummy.
Guys,
can we talk to Uli? Mom, he can make it for us.
It's my 31st birthday today. I've been listening to you guys for a couple years since I went back to trade school for IT. You guys always make me laugh. I just landed my very first big job working as a desktop support person in a hospital. So I like Coach Ted to give me some advice on how to handle the job and what I'm going to do tonight. Rock on, guys. That from the lovely Christina.
IT Tech. Well, first thing is, you're working there, you gotta be nice to people. Now look, some of them you're not gonna like. They're gonna come to you with little punk-ass problems. But hey, you gotta help them out. You're that person now. Second of all, now that you're dealing with these jackasses, when you get home tonight, have a cocktail. Maybe have three.
It's Friday night.
Coaches.
Guys, it's my 33rd birthday. How about some shotgun gets from Thrill and the Dirtiest of Germans talking about all the shenanigans that I'm going to get into over the weekend. Keep kicking ass and making my commute down I-5 bearable. That from Dean.
Kick! Kick! Kick!
Yeah, for your birthday, we do traditional German dance, and then I will show you something that is known as the bearded turkey.
Yeah. Has he ever seen a snapping turtle inside of a yogurt cup? Yeah, there's going to be something like that. Zeus the math.
I'm trying to just take in the visual.
See how he sticks his little head out of the shell.
Yeah. Snapping turtle and yogurt cup, yeah. I read about the Tenkama Sutra.
Hola, Michelos. Can I get a birthday shout-out for my 35th trip around the burning gas giant in the sky? I've listened to your show now for 15 years on the podcast because I live in Kentucky, and it's the best damn podcast I can listen to. So how about some dirty Germans telling me what my wife can expect tonight unless she divorces me? I love you, bitches. That from Derek in Bowling Green, Kentucky.
Yeah, I think you should surprise your wife, but give her little hints about what to expect. Like, for example, does she know what Kentucky jelly is?
Yeah, I mean, this is pretty simple. You live in Kentucky, she's going to get the hot brown.
Yeah.
Said, I don't mean the meal. I mean,
like what you can get in Lexington?
Yes, yeah, the German.
A hot brown.
If you remove it too quickly, you might get the hot brown as well.
Hot brown's breakfast, right? Is that eggs? No, what is it?
I mean, no, it's like a... I don't know what the basis is, but then there's like a big thing of turkey, and then there's some gravy on it.
Okay, garbage plate in Kentucky.
I know, once a year, I know about mint juleps and the hot brown because of the Derby.
Guys, today's my lovely wife's birthday. Her name is Brenda. She's an amazing wife and mom. She is currently carrying my second daughter. Can Coach Ted pump up my wife about getting ready to give birth next month? Thanks, guys. Love the show. That from Marco and Melissa.
Giving birth.
You know a lot about this.
I do. I'll tell you one thing. When a woman's in labor, it's like dealing with some of the players. You gotta suck up that pain. Now, sure, you're gonna be upset. You're giving birth to a human. But this is a chance. This is an opportunity to yell at the husband. Take it. Squeeze his hand. Make him feel some pain. You're the one doing it. He's gotta share some of the load.
That's right. And also keep in mind, you're less than 24 hours away from a glass of wine. You just gotta pump a lot of milk first.
And ignore all the people staring at your vagina for like 8 straight hours.
Yeah. You've been through this. This is child number 2. We're ready for this. This is why we did all those push-ups. This is why we ran those sprints.
Bitches, today's my boyfriend Roland's 35th. He's a hard worker, dedicated partner, and my forever man crush. Can I get the Dirty Germans talking about one of his favorite things, the elixir of life, Rainier beer? That from the slut puppy.
Yeah, first of all, you're with someone who calls themselves the slut puppy. Good for you. And Rainier beer, yeah, quite delicious. It would be great if I could enjoy one right now.
Yeah, the thing about these Rainier beers is that I heard during the pandemic they've returned to the wild. The wild Rainiers?
Yeah.
So I have one photo with them, but I have a new phone, so nobody knows.
Bachelors, as my wife Leslie completes another trip around the sun, she keeps getting more beautiful by the day, and I love her more and more each day. So how about a little kid fish sandwich, a cut that bitch off, and the Dirty Germans telling her what I'm going to do to her this weekend at the ocean. Thanks, guys, and rock on that from John in Tacoma.
Fish sandwich!
Uh-oh. Did it die?
Oh, no.
Did your box die?
Mm-hmm. Look at that, look at that.
The whole box died.
Oh, it's just done.
Wow.
Look at that.
Look at that thing.
Positive Friday.
Positive Friday.
That thing's been going since like 1997.
Oh,
she's juicing back up.
Hang on.
No.
Hang on.
Hey, you got it. Nope.
There you go. Now.
All right.
Yeah.
Now.
Now go.
Nope.
Now give it time. Give it a second.
Yeah, it's got to do the whole little thing. Light up all the
thing.
It's got to light up all the.
We're trying to take care of your birthday there, Leslie.
Just for one, cut that bitch off.
Okay.
That's all we're trying to do. All
cut
this
that bitch off.
Yeah. Oh, jeez.
Oh, you blew my ear off. Hard reset.
Oh, my God. We're going to see Dirty Germans.
Was these hard resets?
Yeah, I know what he's going to do tonight for your birthday. Let's just say your eyes are going to sting.
Yeah, so let's be honest. It's the ocean. You're gonna come home very salty.
Yeah, just say you're at the beach.
Did you guys go down to the beach? Now?
Now.
Why don't you get so solid? Happy 43rd birthday. Shout out to my guy, Tim. His birthday. His birthday's tomorrow. No, FM.
Oh, sorry.
The hell with Tim.
We don't do that. We only do birthdays on the birthday, guys.
Hang on. Wait. Hang on.
Let's see. Right. You don't got it.
Cut!
Oh, you got it!
Next
call. There you go, Les. Guys, my husband, Rod, celebrates his 47th today. Huge fan of yours. Is it possible to have a sexy Bigfoot wish him a happy birthday? Thanks from Kim. I don't think
Bigfoot. All right, happy birthday.
Yeah, there you go.
I mean, I'm the hairiest one in here.
That's true.
Today is the day that I humbly request a birthday shout-out for Steve, a man who is quickly approaching the freaking 50. With the Dirty German folk, give me a birthday send-off to remember. Did you just refer to yourself in the third person, Steve? I hope to get some action tonight, but then again, I'm 48, so I best not count on it. But if the ladies out there want to wish me happy birthday, my Snapchat is, Jesus Christ. Thanks for all you guys do, and keep on keeping on. That from Steve. Steve is really trying.
How old is Steve?
Steve's 48 years old. He wants us to give him a shout-out on Snapchat so we can get ass.
Yeah, why don't you try the 48 position? That is one really big person and someone very limber.
Yeah, I don't know. So it's been a while since I've been on the Snapchats. It feels like we're getting more.
Yeah, it's about for people the ages of 13 to about 23 there.
Yes, no worries. My niece, she's 18. She loves the Snapchat.
Yeah, see if you can hook up with her.
No, she's legal.
Yeah, right, yeah. That's not weird at all. Guys, my wonderful husband Jason turns 49, and neither of us can believe that we made it this far, so will you please give a big old Leroy Jenkins and the Dirty Germans telling us how all the carpenters do it better. Thanks, bitches, from his awesome, crazy redhead wife, Joetta, I believe.
Let's do this. Leroy Jenkins!
Or Jota.
Yeah, of course carpenters do it better. They always work with wood and electro-nail things.
Yes, they spend the whole day with the wood. And also, I like the way they take their time on their hands and knees, sanding things back and forth.
Yeah, they even bring knee pads. I go, ooh!
Yeah, you have the knee pads and the gloves? Get in here, you sexy beast!
All right, guys, here we go! Happy, happy, happy birthday! Happy, happy, happy birthday! Happy, happy, happy birthday to you, to you, to you!
garbage.
Yaz a Dirty Germans, brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Schweinefly.
Couple extra emails real quick. This one says, ask the men's room.
Okay.
Ola bitches, love listening to you guys through the podcast. Thanks for making me chuckle while I quote study. I've got a bunch of questions for you guys. Number one, did Robin go back to Germany? Why isn't she on the show anymore? Jared, the reason that Robin isn't on the show anymore is because we screwed up our syndication, and therefore we lost Robin once we lost our syndication. So that was a real high point of the year, this wonderful year.
Oh, the whole year's been great.
It's been a great time.
Everything.
I probably haven't been listening enough to understand this, but what is Bad Choice Friday? It's great that you asked, Jared. A Bad Choice Friday is on the way, and we take two of the worst songs that we can find, and then we have you choose which one you want to hear, and then we play them at 5 o'clock just to piss people off.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
And finally, does Thrill spin around in his chair when saying, Urf, Urf, Urf? If he does he ever get dizzy? Thanks, guys.
I'm just spinning with the Urf.
Urf. Urf.
Every rotation of the Urf. How to say Urf.
I think we need to go back in time.
Time?
To the last time that we played Ted versus the FCC. So if we could, let's go back in time.
Lucy plays with all chalks, but can't get her fill of Chuck's long, big, black, hard chalk. Lucy's pushy and needs Chuck's long, big, black, hard chalk. Lucy keeps her chalk in her gaping glass bowl.
Three times fast.
Lucy plays with all chalks, but can't get her fill of Chuck's long, big, black, hard chalk. Lucy's pushy and needs Chuck's long, big, black, hard chalk. Lucy keeps her chalks in her gaping glass bowl.
What?
Lucy plays with all chalks, but can't get her fill of Chuck's long, big, black, hard chalk. Lucy's pushy and needs Chuck's big, black, long, hard chalk. Lucy keeps her chalks in a gaping glass bowl.
Two!
Lucy plays with all chalks, but can't get her fill of Chuck's big, black, long, hard chalk. Lucy's pushy and needs Chuck's long, big, black, hard chalk. Lucy keeps her chalk in a gaping glass bowl.
Oh! We got a win last time at Ted versus the FCC. Let's do it again.
And now, everyone's favorite daytime game show, where one person could lose $325,000 and their job, or win and walk away with nothing. It's time for Ted versus FCC.
What a long night. Ugh. I never went to bed. Steve just couldn't sleep. Trying to come up with some tongue twisters for Ted. Ted versus the FCC. 14-12 on the year is where we sit as we come on down the home stretch. And lo and behold, as usual, we came up with some great ones last night, but we came in today and we get a listener email. And as you know, a listener always comes first in the men's room. So this week's Ted versus the FCC goes something like this. And it's from our buddy Max, the podcaster from the Magic Kingdom of Chicago, Illinois. And it goes a little something like this. All the itty bitty pretties love Slick Rick's trick. He licks his lips and arches up on his tips before he whips out his trick with dips and flips, and all the pretty scream for Slick Rick's dip trick. The way we do Ted versus the FCC is you need to read that one time through and then three times fast.
Handed that one over pretty confidently there, Montgomery.
I think you got it.
All the itty bitty. Is it pretties?
Pretties, yeah.
All the itty-bitty pretties love Slick Rick's tick. He licks his lips and arches his tips before he whips out his trick with the dips and flips, and all the pretties scream for Slick Rick's dip trick.
Three times fast.
All the itty-bitty pretties love Slick Rick's trick. He licks his lips and arches his tips before he whips out his big or his trick, and then dips and flips with all the pretty scream for Slick Rick's dip trick.
One!
All the itty bitty pretties love Slick Rick's trick. He licks his lips, arches up on his tips before he whips out his tick, and dips and flips with all the pretty scream for Slick Rick's dip trick.
Two!
All the itty bitty pretties love Slick Rick's trick. He licks his lips and arches up on his tips before he whips out his trick and dips and flips with all the pretty scream for Slick Rick's dip trick.
Ah! Boom!
Yeah.
Boom!
Yeah.
That's how you get it going right there. Another one in the wind column on Ted versus the FCC. See, you are listening to the men's room.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You're in the men's room. 99.9 KISW and KISW HD1 Seattle.
Coming up, finally, we can drink and toast with a shot of the day into the weekend. And we do have your headlines on the way 1 hour from now. But first, a quick check-in with Mike Hawk and some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
All right, a man in L.A. got into a high-speed chase with police and then stopped to gas up.
Then he got away.
He actually got away after that?
Yeah.
No kidding. Oh, he actually had enough time to stop, fuel up, and then bail out, and he still was in the chase.
Yep. Goodness and he paid for the gas with cash, walked inside.
Are you for real?
Oh, yeah.
Have you not seen the video?
I just let him go. Like, you know, man.
You win.
You forget it.
Fantastic. Someone robbed a Walgreens in San Francisco while Inside Edition was filming a report on shoplifting.
Great timing.
Oh, yeah.
Fantastic timing.
Yeah.
And he was doing it in broad daylight. What are you doing, man?
That's coming up for shot of the day.
Mm-hmm. Oh, fantastic.
No, it's just his getaway. His getaway is what I appreciate most.
Ah, very good. Very good. A bear in, almost said it. A bear in Yosemite is going viral for sounding like Chewbacca.
Yosemite.
To be fair, when you read it, it shouldn't sound like that, but it does. Yeah, sounds like Chewbacca. Has anybody heard this bear?
Nope, but I'm excited about The Mandalorian. Don't you bring up anything Star Wars, I'm like, man.
Einstein Bagels are releasing, quote, party bagels.
What's a party bagel?
Apparently it's just a donut, Ted.
Okay. Oh, all right. I see what they're doing.
You know, good enough.
Good for
you. If you sell donuts, I'll try your donut.
Right, and I like Einstein. They're going to make a great donut.
Mm-hmm. They do have good food.
Agreed.
Dude, they already kind of have one. You ever had the French toast bagel?
I have not. I've seen it a million times.
How have you gone in there all those times and never got a French toast bagel?
Because I want my everything bagel with lox and cream cheese.
Yeah, that would not work.
That's all, man.
Lox and cream cheese would not work with a French toast bagel.
It wouldn't, but trust me, you got to get one. Just get one, take it home with you.
Have you had one?
I have.
And amazing?
I was super hungover, but I had a breakfast sandwich on a French toast bagel. It was awesome.
Okay.
Okay.
Just preface, I was pretty hungover.
I like their schmears. They make great spreads,
Why is it called a schmear?
I don't know.
It's a little...
I hate that word.
Because it's what you do. You schmear it on your bagel?
Yeah, but don't you spread it?
It's probably Yiddish.
You can spread it,
probably,
smear.
That's probably
it
Yiddish.
It sounds very Yiddish,
yeah.
Right?
It is, but yeah, I'm with you. Schmear... Like I think
we're going to go on a schmear campaign.
Well, what other word shows up before schmear? Paps. Like I want to enjoy this meal.
Oh,
I guess we're getting back to his locks.
Moving on. Some declassified files from the Cold War era in Poland show records of an actual British spy by the name of James Bond.
Really?
Yes.
You thinking it? Well, I guess it's before the movies. Otherwise, it'd be like BS.
Right. James Bond existed, man.
Not even really a spy. By the way, quick side note, did you read about the guy that posed as a spy and almost got himself in position to not get arrested? I read this last night. It's a guy from the U.S. who used to work for the DEA, and somehow he convinced all of these people that he is deep, deep undercover CIA. Okay, all so right. He's been doing this for a few years to the point that when the FBI started he's even tricked some people in the FBI. But certain things just didn't add up. So the FBI kind of cases this guy. They arrest him. And even though he has since admitted that, yes, I was posing as a spy, they're having a hard time getting witnesses because he has convinced these people so completely
that he actually is a spy.
Right. Where they're like, look, man. So they believe they're doing their civic duty. So they're telling the FBI, like, hey, man, I can't tell you the nature of what this guy's doing. And they're like, Jesus Christ. But it got to the point, believe it, all of this, he got some certain things like through Congress and all this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So... it almost got to the point where you almost like disavow anything they've done. And they're like, if this guy had been able to do this for like 2 weeks longer, we wouldn't have even been able to prosecute him because he would have fooled Congress into signing whatever it is that you get where you basically get away with anything. It was that crazy. And they're like, we still can't get witnesses because like, he's a spy. Like, he's not a spy.
Wow.
He said you'd say that.
Right.
Seriously, that's the conundrum.
What he said you would say.
Yeah, he told me to prepare for this.
Yeah.
Wow. A new survey asked what things makes make us feel better when we're dealing with a cold. So I've got the top 10. Let's have a little bit of fun. What makes you feel better when you got a cold?
Soup.
Soup, not a bad guess. Mm. Mr. Hill.
Honestly, whiskey.
Whiskey, all right. Yeah. Miles, what makes you feel better?
Getting stoned.
Getting stoned. I like it. So these are the top 10 things that make us feel better when we have a cold. Number 10, playing board games.
Oh, what? It's like that.
Oh.
So it's like laying on the couch, catching up on movie crap.
Hot showers.
There you go. There you go. All right. Number 9, cuddling with our significant other.
No, you're sick. Chris, I'm not getting in bed with your sick ass.
Right, yeah. No.
That's when you get a body
I'll
pillow.
I'll take care of you, but I'm not cuddling with you.
You're quarantined.
You're hot, you're cold, you're chilly, you're sweating.
Your breath stinks.
Right.
Like you're
taking a shower on the couch all day.
I love you, but I put a shower curtain on the couch for a reason.
I'm washing the blanket when you're done.
You're disgusting. You're leaking from your nose.
Are you too sick to shower?
Hey, how is it, Max? You want a cuddle? I'm a little congested.
I can kiss, but I can't breathe out my nose.
Can you get me some 7-Up?
These are the top 10 things that make us feel better when we have a cold. Number 8, cuddling with our pet. We just want to smear our germs all over everything.
Oh, no, your pet doesn't care. Your pet comes to you.
We're smearing them germs.
Yeah. Your pet also knows when you're really sick. When you're faking it, they don't care. You know a dog knows when you're sick. Yeah.
The problem is when you honestly feel like crap, like, I don't know about your dog, my dog would not leave me alone. You know, suddenly it's like nurse dog. Like, dude, just, I know.
I'm good.
And I appreciate that you care so much that I feel like crap, but seriously, you got to get out of my face, man.
Right. Number 7, wearing warm socks.
Well, sure. Yeah. I mean...
Right.
I save my cold socks for when I feel great.
Again, like Miles said, you're hot and you're cold, so warm socks probably fit into at least half of that. These are the top 10 things that make us feel better when we have a cold. What's going on, Ted?
Like, if the next one is, like, comfortable clothes.
I know.
Number 6, watching one of our favorite movies.
All right, yeah.
And right behind it at number 5, binge-watching TV. Right.
Because you use it as an excuse. You know, it's right. Like, normally you say, man, I feel kind of guilty. I've been binging. When you're sick, you're like, F it.
Right. I generally feel so much better by 2 o'clock after I'm sick, but I'm sick. I have to sit here and watch TV. Sorry.
Episode to the point that Netflix is going to ask me, like, for real, are you still watching this?
Yes, I am.
It's Netflix's way of saying you're starting to get pathetic if you're not asleep. That's how I take it. Like, are you still watching? Like, yes!
You're not accomplishing anything today, are you?
It's that kind of day.
Wow.
Another weekend down the drain.
Let me guess, you got a 6-pack of beer right next to you, too? How many empty cans are at your floor?
Are you sad or you just have time?
Get your hand out of the bag of chips. All right, Netflix.
You know, running is free.
Oh, damn. Do you have friends? Someone you can call?
These are the top 10 things that make us feel better when we have a cold.
That's what they're saying. They're just nice.
Number 4, drinking hot tea. Now we've gotten to beverages.
No. I like hot tea.
I hate tea. I just don't like tea.
That's fair.
I don't like tea. People say, well, drink tea. I'm like, but I don't like it.
That's it. Go for the soup.
I do the honey whiskey lemon deal.
Ooh, good call.
I just like, when your throat gets messed up, it does help. Maybe it's placebo. I don't care.
You know, man, Thai soup is good, too, man, because you can get a little spice in there.
There you go.
The spicy.
Oh, honestly, I love hot wings.
Yeah. It
clears those sinuses right out.
Horseradish. There's a bunch of stuff that'll just, like, you know.
And you blow your nose as much as you can before it gets stuffy again. God,
I like where your head's at.
Yeah, man.
I got a call. Somebody give me some chicken wings.
We need some wings. Extra spicy.
BW3, I got a call. Give me the special. Flame it hot.
These are the top 10 things that make us feel better when we have a cold. Number 3, eating chicken noodle soup. Right there for you, Tim.
Yep.
And then number 2, honestly, you could do so many of these other things as just an addition, but number 2 is curling up on the couch with a blanket.
Which leads me to Netflix asking me if I have friends.
Right. I'm also going to be there with warm socks. I'm going to cuddle my pet. I'm going to watch my favorite movie, binge watch TV, drink some hot tea, noodle soup. And this is the number 1 thing that makes us feel better when we have a cold. Are you ready? Drinking whiskey.
Okay.
Yeah.
I like that.
Actually,
I thought it was going to be like, tell yourself you don't have COVID.
No, actually, he's taking a nap.
Oh, I thought it was.
Oh, really? It was taking a nap?
Right.
Taking a nap.
Oh,
yes!
That sucks.
I sleep so much better when I'm actually sick.
Because your body is shutting down.
Right.
Yeah.
Feels great.
That's what your body's like. Stop moving.
I dream so vividly.
How is hot shower not on there? In all seriousness.
Oh, man. It opens
yeah,
it right
cringe
up.
Out.
I had a sinus infection one time, and the hot shower was the only thing to break that up to where I could actually start getting stuff flowing again.
How many snot rockets did you power into the drain?
I'm not going to lie to you. I was absolutely stuffed up, and I took a really hot, steamy shower. And when I was blowing my nose, have you guys seen the movie Who Framed Roger Rabbit?
Yeah.
It's
sure.
kind of like that paste. That he punches into the barrel there. That's what it looked like and the God. Consistency.
Mm-mm.
It was this rubber cement nastiness that came out of my nose. Mm. But then it broke it up and it felt so much better.
There are so many women out there going, damn it, he's taken.
That's right. I'm off the market, ladies.
Damn!
No sticky muculents for you.
Have you met Ted? Back to some good news stories. One of the top-selling books on Amazon is a book written by a 5-year-old that wrote the book to help other kids through the pandemic. His name is Wade, and it's actually called How to Wade Through the Pandemic.
Oh, wow.
Okay. Oh, punny little Wade.
I like this kid's style, man. Yeah, good on you.
We're going to call him Attila the Pun.
A car wash in Lexington turned into a haunted car wash as entertainment for families.
All right.
I thought that was good use for
it's
it.
Not bad, as long as you can still get your car washed.
Now
exactly.
That you spray it with slime now.
Right. Just leave the dog at home.
Well, that was the whole problem when everybody started bringing up these drive-through haunted houses. It was like, okay, we have people in charge of, you know, one-ton vehicles through this haunted area that they're going to freak out in.
Right. I'm going to scare you while you're driving.
As long as you're locked into that track and you keep your feet off of what you need to, you're good to go. There is a Walmart in Oklahoma that has had to temporarily shut down due to an unwanted guest.
Well, who was the guest?
I'll tell you all about it 1 hour from now.
Thank you, Mike Hawk. Headlines are on the way 1 hour from now. But first, have we made it to drinking time?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.